News, I'm Joe Palca. President Donald Trump has expressed strong support for his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, despite a new allegation of sexual misconduct against him. Speaking in New York, where he's attending the UN General Assembly this week, President Trump stated,
"For people to come out of the woodwork from 36 years ago and 30 years ago and never mention it, all of a sudden it happens. In my opinion, it's totally political."
United States Senator from Illinois, Dick Durbin.
"When someone steps forward and accuses another person of this kind of sexual assault, it needs to be taken seriously."
The New Yorker magazine reported late Sunday that two U.S. senators are investigating a woman's charge that Kavanaugh exposed himself at a Yale University dormitory party during the 1983-1984 academic year. Maldives opposition leader Ibrahim Mohamed Solih says that he won Sunday's presidential election against incumbent Abdullah Yameen. VOA asked Australian National University senior research fellow David Brewster if the win for Solih is significant.
"Yes, it's an absolutely remarkable result, and I don't think I've seen anyone predicting it. It was assumed, I think, by everyone watching the election that it was going to be a rigged election, and that would have been very much consistent with Yameen's past practice."
Ahead of the voting, Human Rights Watch urged foreign governments to press Maldives to uphold democratic rights. President Trump has met with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who's among a number of world leaders gathering for the 73rd United Nations General Assembly session there. The two likely spoke about the situation on the Korean Peninsula just days after the leaders of the North and South signed agreements in Pyongyang. This is VOA News. Officials in Afghanistan confirmed on Monday a Taliban prisoner has killed at least eight policemen, including three senior officers, after covertly seizing an assault rifle from a guard at the detention facility in southern Zabul province. A police officer told VOA that the incident happened while security guards were offering evening prayers late Sunday at the Sharifa District Jail. Another set of tit-for-tat tariffs imposed by the United States and China on each other's goods took effect today. The new U.S. duties cover thousands of Chinese-made products, including electronics, food, tools, and housewares. The new tariffs begin at 10%, then will rise to 25% on January 1, 2019. John Tamney is the political economy editor for Forbes magazine.
The list of American companies reliant on Chinese sales is massive. For the U.S. to go to war with China over trade is for the U.S. to enter a war that it cannot win.
The Trump administration exempted numerous other items from the new tariffs, including smartwatches, Bluetooth devices, and infant car seats. Amnesty International is demanding China account for as many as 1 million ethnic Muslims, the group says, have been arbitrarily detained in the remote western Xinjiang region. In a report released Monday, the Human Rights Watchdog says the region's Wigwas, Kazakhs, and other predominantly Muslim ethnic groups have been the targets of an intensifying government campaign of mass internment, intrusive surveillance, political indoctrination, and forced cultural assimilation. Beijing began a campaign in April of 2017 to arrest the Wigwas, accused of holding extremist sentiments, and send them to re-education camps. The sound of great hundreds of people in mourning after an attack on an Iranian military parade on Saturday in which 25 people were killed, including 12 members of the elite Revolutionary Guard. Iran is ready to confront the United States and its Gulf Arab allies. That was the message from President Hassan Rouhani, whose comments are interpreted here.
"The victims fell as innocent martyrs. Undoubtedly, the Islamic Republic of Iran does not overlook this crime. It is clear to us which group they belong to and where they are linked. Those who repeat claims of human rights must be held accountable."
On Saturday, gunmen opened fire in the city of Ahvaz, targeting a reviewing stand where people had gathered to watch an annual event marking the start of Iran's 1980s war with Iraq. An Arab opposition movement and the Islamic State claimed responsibility. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.